If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Let me go over here and la 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 la.
My Vecna song is Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Seriously.
What happened to him?
When he first...
What happened to him?
Now...
This is where the episode starts.
Fangirl Central.
Okay, what's up, bitch?
Hey, everyone.
We have a lot of stuff to talk about that has happened in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And probably when this comes out, it'll be like so far away long ago.
But we're talking about it now. It's Sunday.
We must talk about it. It's a Sunday night. We are various levels of what? Hungover? Tired?
Sad.
We can do this. Let's just have a conversation.
Okay. Wait. Can I say... you know how I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to talk on this episode. I want to say something first. I just cried at the end of a Doctor Who episode. That was really cute.
That is... I can't believe that you're saying this right now.
Announcement, I've started Doctor Who.
Amber started Doctor Who with me 2 nights ago, and she's already crying at the end of an episode.
Oh, it's really... Okay, so I didn't know that the Doctor was such... Oh, my God. People who... Our into Doctor Who are going to be like, girl is so fresh and new.
We're always welcoming the new Whovians.
Okay, because I was going to say, I didn't know that Doctor Who or the Doctor was like some neurodivergent representation. Like, I was watching the first episode and like within like the second scene that they were like together, him and Rose, I was like, he seems like he's got Asperger's.
Well, syndrome. Now... Here's a way to educate the listeners.
Yes, let's do that.
Asperger's is actually, we don't use that term anymore because Hans Asperger was a Nazi and he came up with Asperger's. He like came up with the like high functioning and low functioning differentiation. And what he really meant was high functioning people could work. And so we won't send them to the gas chambers in the Holocaust because... they can work, and so they're useful, so they're high-functioning. But then he would call people who were low-functioning unable to work, so they deserve to die, basically. So we don't say Asperger's anymore. We just use autism. And, like,
oh.
I think there's, like, different levels and different specific diagnoses that you can get. And a better, more educated person on that will tell you that on the internet.
I feel like I've heard that before. I've heard... the little blurb that Hans Asperger's was a Nazi and like, but not that much backstory.
Yeah. Like I
think bless you.
Some people, like a couple creators that I follow who are autistic said that they were diagnosed with Asperger's when they were younger, but like now just use autism.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the doctor is autistic.
I think that it is so cool to watch because all the doctors are like really mentally smart, but they're not really emotionally smart. Yeah. And all the companions are really emotionally smart. And that's why the doctor needs a companion, because otherwise he'll get out of control and he doesn't like understand
so
a lot about emotions and like social cues and stuff.
Sorry to go back to the education part, but so we shouldn't be saying high functioning or.
No, we shouldn't be saying high functioning.
Because like if you think about it, yeah, that's kind of fucked up to be like. Mm-hmm.
It's like how high functioning are you within the terms of capitalism?
Yeah. Like
with Nazi.
Oh my God. And like roots, high masking, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Like more ability to mask, like more ability to be like to look like you're neurotypical, I guess.
Mm hmm.
And like act like you're neurotypical. I'm putting that in quotes.
Interesting. I love learning things.
Me too, honestly.
All that to say, I don't know. The doctor, I'm excited to watch every single season. How many seasons are there?
There are 13 seasons currently of New Who.
Watch me watch every single
one.
And
there's so many seasons of Old Who that I have not seen. Classic Who, I will be watching once I catch up. However, I'm so excited for you to be watching season one because I sped through seasons one and two when I was rewatching this time, and I told Amber it's a really good treat for me to be able to see this again because you know Rose is my favorite companion. Yes, I know she's the first. Boring.
Amanda, stop.
But I'm obsessed with her and the doctor, and this time I'm like, I was like so caught up with like wanting to see David Tennant when I first watched it that I didn't pay attention to Christopher Eccleston at all, and I love him. I love him. And yeah. They have such good chemistry.
I like listening to Rose speak. I love her accent.
Me
and
too.
She's always got something to say. Also, I miss her mother. Does her mother come back?
Her mother is there, honey.
Okay, because I miss her. I'm only on episode 3.
She's
but I'm like,
in every episode.
I love that woman.
No, she's not in every episode. But she's a really big character.
Okay, good. Because she threw that bag when the mannequins. I was like, there's no need to throw what you've bought yourself. But I understand you were scared from the moving mannequins. But she
Jackie doesn't give
it.
A fuck.
She's like, what?
Give a
girl,
fuck.
But you just bought that.
It took her like 5 minutes of staring around.
Yeah,
and then
she
was like,
she said, what? Honestly, she watched for a second and then threw her bag, which is
and
why I was like,
bag.
You didn't need to do that.
No, there were some other funny things that Amber said through the episodes. I just like watching with Amber because I like seeing what she, like how she's seeing it because I've seen it a bunch of times. And once
it's always fun watching something with something you've seen a bunch of times with someone new because you feel like you're watching it for the first time.
Yes, in new with new eyes.
When Capri was texting me about Avatar Last Airbender in the pandemic when she was watching it, I was like, I feel like I've never seen an
me
episode.
Too.
It was
me
amazing.
Too.
It was magical.
When everyone started watching it again in 2020 when it became on Netflix and everyone was watching it, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah,
like,
I'm like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, you don't know what's about to happen.
Yeah, you don't know that Zuko's hair gets really long.
Oh, you don't know that Zuko becomes extremely hot in season two for some reason.
You don't know that he's Aang's firebending master. Oh my God. Spoilers.
Oh, sorry. This most recent episode, there was like, it was like the ghost episode with Charles Dickens and the Undertaker and Gwyneth are there. And Amber literally was like, who are these people? And I'm like, there's different people in every episode.
And
but
I'm like, as
so
if I know that, but like, I was like,
because I do that too.
That,
I still.
The show is so like, okay, the show is
literally
a bit overstimulating where I'm
is.
Like, so much is happening.
Absolutely.
But it's kind of good because sometimes I need that. I need a lot to be going on for me to stay like, what the fuck is happening? Like, because I can zone out, but I'll zone back in and I'll be able to pick it up, but I'll also be like, kind of lost. But like, I can get it. I'm like, oh.
I feel like Doctor Who is designed to come in and out of a little bit if you want to. Mm-hmm. Like, because the most devastating moments or like the serious moments, like you'll kind of key into. Like, Amber started crying. Because Charles Dickens says, tell me, doctor, do my books, do they last?
Please. And no, he says, how long do they last? And the doctor says, forever. And they do, because y'all know who Charles Dickens is. But like,
Oliver Twist.
And then at the end he goes, Christmas, Merry Christmas to everyone. What does
he say? He says, Merry Christmas. What do they say?
What line?
That famous line. He says Tiny Tim's
everyone.
God bless us, everyone.
Yeah, and he said that, and I was like, oh my gosh.
He was doing a little bit of like Ian McKellen action. I was wondering if you were going to be like, is that Dumbledore? Because he's like kind of all of them at once.
Amanda, God.
But
these episodes I used to hate.
I want to say, yes, I cried. I cried at the end of this episode because of that. But then he said something else.
Who, Charles?
Or the doctor. I don't know. Like, it's just emotional. But then just to say, one time back when Amanda was watching like the Christmas episode for the first time when it was dropping, I just was in the playroom. I was just in there and I was not paying attention. But then I started crying all of a sudden because I overheard.
What happened?
The emotional thing. I think the doctor like came to the door.
Oh my God.
And I started,
was it Matt Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that,
I started crying.
I started sobbing during that scene. I won't tell you what it is, but I started sobbing this time that I saw.
Okay. Because you were like, Amber, do you even know what's going on? I said, not really.
Well, Amber, like, it just seemed like you weren't paying attention very much.
I wasn't,
In this previous episode. And then when Charles Dickens says, my books, do they last? You started instantly crying. You go, oh, no, I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
And so I absolutely love it. I need to give you a list of episodes that you're not allowed to watch without me.
Yes.
And let me just tell you it's going to be all of season 2 and all of season 5.
Okay. We're going to have to watch season 2 really quickly then, because I can't just like stop.
I know.
Okay.
And you won't be able to.
Like maybe in a weekend.
Yeah, you won't be able. You're not going to want to put this down.
Okay. Should it be a surprise? Because I do know that I've asked you a lot, but I can't remember right now. Should it be a surprise when David Tennant comes?
What do you think? Should
what
we tell
think,
her?
Dave?
I just looked at him. He's in the corner. Not the real one. Guys, don't be silly. Just my carpal. Can I imagine if David Tennant was in the room with us while we were recording?
He's like, I think we should
tell her. And we didn't tell anyone?
Oh, I think we should tell her. I haven't heard him speak in his voice.
That was
accent.
Irish. I think we should tell her.
I think we should tell her.
It's a little bit too much of Niall.
What's Scottish?
I always start with grit also.
I think we should tell her.
No, he's like,
the grit.
He's like, hello, my name's David Tennant. That doesn't sound like him at all.
No,
I've never tried to imitate David Tennant once in my life. It's not going to happen. Michael. That's how he says Michael. Sorry, Good Omens fans. Michael.
No, I'm thinking
Crowley.
Crowley.
The doctor.
Wait, say Michael again because I'm thinking of somebody who's Scottish.
Michael.
You can't go down that way.
Okay, this is getting out of hand. Guys.
Oh, God.
The Doctor Who trailer. I'm in the middle of season 11 with the 13th Doctor. I'm in the middle of rewatching season 1 with Amber with the 9th Doctor. And for some goddamn reason, the BBC One decided to drop a trailer for when David Tennant comes back to Doctor Who for 3 episodes with Catherine Tate. And in that, I won't, again, spoiler free for Amber, but we are going to spoiler a forward for everyone who's on this ride. We are watching Doctor Who all the way through with Amber, so we will be talking in detail sometimes not. You know, you get what you get. But spoiler free, he's screaming, hollering, sobbing in the trailer. And
who?
David Tennant as
are you
the Doctor.
Serious?
Yes, he's screaming, hollering, sobbing as the Doctor. And I just forget how emotional he is. He's like one of the most outwardly emotional Doctors. The other ones mask to and fro. So the other ones are not that emotional.
Speaking of that, the 9th Doctor is always smiling.
He's always smiling.
He's always smiling.
He
like,
has a secret.
Yeah, like
he has a secret.
Or like he's got this just really special like delusion to him.
He needs the delusion because like, he has the secret. He'll find out a secret in time.
Are you
time.
Serious?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were just saying that.
No,
he's smiling
he
like that because
he has a reason
has a
to
secret?
Delude himself. Yes.
This show is about to wreck me, I feel like.
It's about to wreck you, I'm pretty sure.
All the supporters out there who love and care about me, everybody say, Amanda, so when are you going to watch Degrassi? Everyone say that.
I'll watch Degrassi after I'm done catching up with Doctor Who. Amber, I think we can only... Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
it's
Amber.
It's a really strange show. Like
I know
back,
it is.
I go back and I watch it and I'm like, what? What am I watching? But I'm also hooked.
Well, you have to do the same for Doctor
so
Who.
I am so hooked.
You have to do the same for Doctor Who because it's also a weird show.
I know. And I mean, you've seen my reactions. I'm like, what? Why? What?
But the thing
but it's from the 2000s and I'm here for it.
Okay, see, I think you have better reactions than I did when I first watched Doctor Who because I first didn't really like the first season. I was just getting through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my times when I liked Nine, but most of the time I didn't like him because I was so laser focused on getting to David Tennant even back then. I don't know what the fuck was wrong
the
with me.
The first Doctor Who episode I watched, it was with Nine. It was not with David Tennant. And I remember when I watched it in English class, I was like, oh, this isn't the one that my sister has at home in cardboard form.
Which episode was it?
The Shakespeare episode.
That's David Tennant.
Oh, well then that's not that episode. The first time I saw him, it was Nine.
Did you watch it with me? No. I don't remember you ever watching Nine with
me. No, I didn't
me.
Watch it with you. Maybe it was when I watched the first episode. No, I know exactly what happened. I watched them. Okay, so I lied. What had happened was, is I watched the David Tennant Shakespeare episode and was like, okay, let me go back to the first episode. And then I watched the first episode and I was like, this is a different one. And I was confused. That's probably what happened.
Oh my God. Yeah, I think that he was like too manly for me when I was a teenager.
Nine?
Yes, because it was like right before I started becoming obsessed with a lot of old men. Like, it was right before I got obsessed with like the Marvel guys and like the people that were significantly older than me. And David Tennant and Matt Smith looked like children a little bit, like boys. Even though David Tennant was in his 30s, but Matt Smith was 27. Like, he was kind of like a boy.
Yeah, that's
know?
Young.
Like,
wait, you said...
Nine was too much of a man.
Yeah.
When I first watched it. And then
and
I started
I get
being...
That.
And then I started being but attracted to him retroactively.
It reminded me of how, like, when we watch old movies, hot. We think that the parents are hot now, and it's, like, something that's never... It's just weird, like... He was not
right.
a parent, but like the uncle and what's he's the uncle. Joining Us on Sunday there's Brendan Fraser and Joining Us on Sunday there's.
Oh. Yeah.
Like we were like
we
oh.
were only focused on Josh Hutcherson.
Yeah.
I also think the girl in that movie's hot too.
I'm gonna expose Tiana a little bit. And then when we were watching Twilight the other night, Billy Black rolled up and she goes, And I was like, yeah.
Billy Black has always been hot to me.
Since you were a child?
Yeah.
Okay, because...
But it was because he had a beautiful face.
He has a beautiful face. That's why I was like, She said, I said, But
Billy Swan.
But...
No. Charlie Swan. His name is Billy in real life.
Oh.
Charlie Swan, I didn't think was hot at the time.
Well, who am I as a child to look at Billy Black when we have Taylor Lautner at 17?
Right.
I had just... Last time I had seen him... He was a little shrimpy little kid in
Shark
Cheaper
Boy.
By the Dozen 2, Shark Boy, doing his tricks. And
but
now
he was
you're
hot
telling
in
me
those
he's a wolf
too.
Yeah, he was hot, but that's why who am I to look at Billy Black when I'm a child when Taylor Lautner is here.
Right.
I remember the day I saw the magazine where they were like, Taylor Lautner's being in Twilight, and I was like, this is that kid, but he looked like a full grown adult to me. Like 17
me
looked
too.
Like a full grown adult at the time. So I was like,
me too.
This is when did he?
To me, I was like,
why does
he
look like
hotter?
That? Yeah, yeah, exactly. But I was like, why does he look like a grown man? He was 17. I go back and I'm like, he looks like a baby. It's
to
crazy.
Me, that to me, I had that when in between Twilight and New Moon, like when he cut his hair off. And took his shirt off.
I was fully sold by
for
the
wolf.
Twilight, but that was.
I was like, oh, Taylor Lautner, I love him so much. I loved Shark Boy.
That was.
But
a level
I was way too
it was
lost in the Edward sauce by the end of that movie when he comes. I'm like, oh, and then it's Jacob Black, and he's so sweet. And so when I heard that people were like Team Edward versus Team Jacob, I was like, for what? Like that little wimpy thing that he did at the end of the movie, like. He's not really a player in this game.
No.
And then New Moon came out,
but, okay.
and he took his shirt off, and
okay.
he cut his hair,
okay.
and he in the rain.
Okay.
And I said,
"Oh my God,
what's going on? Amanda. And then I got a full door length poster of him.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. And see, I was always a I really was like, Edward, I was like, respect it. But like, really, I'm like, I'm sorry, Jacob's hot. I'm sorry. I already had Taylor as my person. I was like, wait, we don't know him. We've never seen him. I mean, Harry Potter fans had seen him, but me, right. I was like, this is Taylor Lautner. This is a newcomer. We don't know him.
So you don't. So wait, did you not think that he was hot at all in the first movie?
The only reason why I started to kind of get it was because I watched Haley, my dear friend, my dear best friend in fifth grade. Like, I watched how he affected her, and I was like, I see that he's worth something. And so then I was like, but like, of course he's beautiful. It's Robert Pattinson. But I was really not concerned with him.
What about now?
Now I go back and he goes, put your seatbelt on. And I'm like, I'm like, oh. You don't need to be like this. No, listen, he's really hot.
So
I'm not
hot.
Fucking blind. I just wasn't concerned about him because it was I was so concerned about Taylor. Like,
I understand.
Like, I was like, this is the one that we know. Remember that he can do these tricks and flips. We don't know this guy. And he means nothing. And I'm saying we as like just the people in my head. Like, just the emotions in my head.
Right.
Like, I was like, unconcerned. Taylor's grown into a man.
And I understand that because Taylor Lautner is upsettingly hot in those movies. Like, it's a real big concern. I think Robert Pattinson looks the best in the first movie, and then after that, it's kind of a little bit downhill from there. Like, sometimes I think he's hot in the rest of the movie
until the
fourth and fifth, and then he's like, okay. But I have always thought that Robert Pattinson was way hotter outside of those movies, and remains to this day,
yeah,
the hottest he's been outside of those movies. Right now, to me, Taylor Lautner is the hottest I've ever seen him in my life.
Currently,
in New Moon to Breaking Dawn,
okay,
two, the things that happened to my body. When I watched that movie again in 2020, when me and Esty were on our first rewatch through all five of them, because we watched it like three different times in quarantine.
I had the same experience with Separately.
And it was in the first rewatch, and I said, what? Are you getting hot? Is the heating turned on? Because why does he look like that?
Well,
what happened to him?
When he first...
What happened to him?
Now, well, when he first turns into a wolf, the way that it happens, the way that he leaps over her is, like, such a moment. Like, he's running.
He's running.
Okay, but I need to say this. Watching Twilight last time, I've never really seen any competition. Like, even with me being like, I'm Team Jacob, I always said this, I'm Team Jacob for me. Bella obviously go with Edward.
Uh-huh.
Watching Twilight... this last week, at the end, she got so excited to see him. She was like, Jacob, what are you doing here? Do you have a date? Are you coming? And I was like, oh, you know what? I never noticed how much she really loved him. And like, now I see why there was a debate on like who she's gonna end up with. Of course, I see it in Eclipse too, but like, I never really saw it from the beginning.
I don't think there was a competition in the very first book. That's why I was confused about it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But when New Moon. Did it sunk in there? Edward literally left, and she was left with Jacob, and he fell in love with her.
Oh yeah, New Moon is crazy.
And she also fell in love with him, but just not as much as she was with Edward.
No, because that's a different
their
thing.
Love was obsessive, and we can talk Canon. About whether or not it's healthy on something else.
I feel like Midnight Sun, the one from his perspective, would be the creepiest thing to read ever.
I guess I gotta read it because I own a copy of it.
Like. Are they going to talk about how he would come up into her room every night? Because that's creepy as hell.
It just really doesn't hold up. I mean, it wasn't up to begin with, but
mm-mm.
Good God.
I want to say this. I'm going to say my tweet that I deleted. I tweeted this and then I deleted it because it was a little violent.
What is it?
I'm just going to say that every single one of those Cullen signed off on that Confederate soldier being a part of the family.
Jasper, why are you subtweeting him?
He said, yeah, fuck them niggas.
Okay, we need to talk about the Jonas Brothers.
My dread. I don't want to.
I don't want...
I
don't want to either.
I don't want to.
Here's the thing. I said this to you a couple nights ago, but like, it's like we stated that we don't give a fuck about celebrity culture, and that's not what we're here for, to talk about publicly on this platform, on this show. And then literally the next week, we go to the Jonas Brothers concert, and then literally the next week, Joe Jonas, our favorite Jonas brother, who we threw a birthday party for when he was 19 and put his face on a cake, is on blast.
Oh.
For getting a divorce from his wife, Sophie Turner, and she's suing him.
There's a custody battle.
Because there's a custody battle because apparently he's keeping their passports and won't let their daughters go back to England, where, according to the lawsuit, he said the children could live for their forever home. Okay, and then apparently, according to this article, Sophie Turner found out about the divorce via the media.
Okay, can I say something? I have not read a single word about this. Like, everything that I've known came from what you just said now, and then some other stuff from some other intel that we were talking about while mingling at the park the other day. I haven't read anything, so I'm not equipped with all the information, and I say that
is the only information I knew, and that's what I sent you. No, and you read it,
right, okay, the tweet, but what I'm just saying that because it's not our business.
Ooh!
It's just not my business. I don't want to know.
I'm sorry,
I don't want to know.
I don't know.
I've never, at this point, especially with, because it's the Jonas Brothers, there are so many things that they've done that I don't necessarily co-sign on, that I don't really feel any differently about this. It's not,
I don't,
affecting society in such a negative, impactful way that I have to stop listening to their music for royalties, right?
I'm not going to talk that much about this. Business. But to me,
divorces are messy.
It's not really our business. Divorces are messy.
And famously.
Oh.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. You can't tell me I can't listen to a little bit longer. Listen, in fact, I'm so sorry. I'm not going to talk about, I'm not going to put a stance on this divorce because I don't know what the fuck is going on.
I know,
I want to say this, though. When we went to the Jonas Brothers concert, I think it really altered my brain chemistry. Like, I think that I've been living in a different sort of dimension since that weekend.
Me too. It was such a good concert. The only last thing I'll say about the divorce is that, A, it's none of my business.
Nope.
B, I genuinely don't care that much. Like, I just genuinely don't care. I think there's a lot of nuance to be had about the whole situation. I will reiterate.
I don't know those people.
That the only reason I'm mildly interested, or like the fact that this comes into my sphere at all, is because I am a Jonas Brothers fan,
mm-hmm.
and I follow them all on social media, and it comes up on my Twitter and Instagram and stuff because it's like something that a lot of people are talking about. But if I had my say, wouldn't see anything about it, wouldn't know anything about it, wouldn't be reading people's opinions about it. Like, they're celebrities. Mm-hmm. They're not people that we know. Mm-hmm. And I know that, people like taking sides, and it's, fun to, oh, my God, this girl boss, she's so cool, slay.
Yeah, look at the two exes at dinner. Yes, make jokes. It's funny, but, they're people. It's not deep. It's a divorce. Everybody, a lot of people get divorced.
A lot of people get divorced.
There are so many custody battles.
Our parents got divorced. You know what I mean?
If you're there for the drama, you can look up very intense, in detail how custody battles in history have been recorded.
Celebrity gossip and celebrity drama has just never been, interesting to me because I don't know them at all. I'm genuinely, I just don't know them and I don't care. And it's not what I like to talk about. I like to talk about the fact that we went to the Jonas Brothers concert and I sobbed during a little bit longer because of what this music means to me. And the lyrics of A Little Bit Longer, I needed to hear.
Yes.
At the time. And I was like, damn, and they were putting compilations of the Jonas Brothers from the very beginning of their career in front of each era. And I've been
so
here
nostalgic
every single time. It was so nostalgic, but also damn, we've come a long way. They've come a long way.
They play Roller Coaster and it's us and our mom just singing, oh, nights flying down the 10, nearly 2 a.m., happiness begins. And it's y'all, that was us. We were struggling when we first came out here in 2016 as a family. Amanda was out here for college, but we moved all the way from Memphis
to LA, and we were just like, we don't really know what we are doing, but here we are.
Those days that were the worst, they seem to glow now.
We were up and down and barely made it over. But I'd go back and ride that roller coaster with you.
And the fact that Nick looked at Joe when he sang that and hugged him.
Oh, my God.
And but I go back and ride that roller coaster with you.
Yes, that's right. The Jonas Brothers to us represent siblings. Because if we know a public sibling fight, it was the Jonas Brothers. They broke up.
They broke up.
Because of siblingry. Siblingry.
Because of siblingry.
Siblingry is so real. It is so relatable. When they released their documentary, God bless them, they did it for those who couldn't. They said, listen, families go through this shit, and we talked through it. And you know what? That was a parallel, because in 2020, I know it was like, it just like we were in the pandemic, but that's kind of when we started like really talking through shit.
Yeah.
We were like, y'all, I'm so tired.
We said some shit. We worked some shit out.
We worked a lot of shit out.
But, like, they were working shit out, too. And, again, like, I don't care about the intricacies of their sibling relationship.
No, it's just funny to see if, like, we're like, they might have bickered right before this camera started.
Right, like.
It's funny to theorize.
It's funny to theorize, but I just don't. I think people with celebrity gossip take things way, way, way too seriously and personally and project on people
and think that theory is fact,
and think that theory is fact, and it's like, no, you can theorize all you want with your friends. Like, we theorize with our friends about celebrities all the time because it's fun, but like, I think that like the whole like industry of celebrity gossip is toxic to the people they're talking about and the people that are listening and consuming it, because it's like, how much are you gonna let someone else's life consume your own?
That's right.
Like, I would say it to everybody about fandom. Like, you need boundaries about how much you're consuming something, which we will talk about later, maybe. Cut this, Rachel, if we don't. But.
Oh, my God.
But like, me, the ways in which it's a nuanced conversation about how much you can consume celebrity culture and fandom. I just don't give a shit about celebrity culture, okay? Right. I'd rather consume fandom. And that's my final statement on the matter. Yeah. I don't want to talk about it. Stop asking me what I think about it. Respectfully, love you guys. Love you all who have asked me what I think about
it. We don't. That's the answer. We don't.
We don't.
Hey, the day didn't meet One Direction is falling.
Let's go, girls. We posted a TikTok we talked about this in the previous episode when Eros like his light skin era. And, like, Nick's always trying to get into his light skin era with this
this choir.
With this choir.
But also, like, and just the way he like moves and grooves, like on stage at the concert, I was like, "Oh my, please get a hold of yourself." Like, I said something, and Amanda said, "You have to share this comment."
She leaned over. We were Nick was doing a little dance.
He was doing.
No, he was going. The end of the when I say huh, you say huh, now what am I?
He was doing some call and response.
It's like at the end of one of their new songs. I don't know what he's saying, but he's like, no, when I say what you say, hey, I vote when I say. And it was like at the very end of a song, and I said, what? I turned to Amber about to be like, what is he doing? And she I said
Nick must think Nick is short for nigga. Because he was being very light skin coded all night, and I was like, listen,
oh
boy,
my
you
God.
Are white from Jersey, oh and God. I need you to chill. And he also does this weird voice when he goes on stage. He says, thanks for coming out tonight. Is everyone having a good time?
He says you know,
is everyone
LA?
Having a good time?
He says, you know, LA. Like, the first time I was ever here, I came to a show with my wife.
Right in the back seat over there.
We sat right in the back seat over there. I love you, baby.
And I turned to Amber and I said, Nick, read the room.
Please. Oh, my God. Honestly, your brother is going through a very public and dramatic divorce. He's drunk on stage. Get a grip, Nicholas.
Get a grip.
Good God.
No, our show was the one.
He's such
our
a
show,
younger sibling. He's such a youngest sibling.
Oh, my God. He is such a youngest sibling. Our show was the one where Joe said, what did he say? If you don't hear it from me, don't believe it.
Yeah, if it's not from these lips,
don't believe it.
Whatever. Nick also.
He had to say something.
Yeah,
and
he
we
had to
said,
say something.
And when Nick said, I love you, baby, we looked at our mom and she was looking like,
She said, like, all three of us were like, why is we're he like, saying
what?
This right
what
now?
Did he say now?
Whatever, he can live in his happiness. But Jesus Christ, Nick, you already got like 5 songs dedicated to her and Joe singing about his now ex-wife too. Like, have some
read
grace.
Read it.
Have some grace.
Read the room.
We're really hard on
we're
Nick.
We're all though. Reading the room.
We're really hard on Nick. But he's conceited.
We're just talking about the character of Nick. It's like, we don't know him.
We don't
but
know
like
him.
The character that we've been given.
What we've seen, he seems real conceited.
Amber. We're like, don't think that you know the celebrities.
You don't know them at all.
Don't even theorize, because theory is not fact.
It is not fact, but Nick is conceited. Whatever.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Miley's brunette again. The R Flag Means Death
season two trailer
came out. Also, I'm screaming, sobbing. I won't survive it. Just check in with me in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I need to see Miley's hair in the light. I need to see it moving. I need to see her doing a concert.
It was just a photo.
With the hair. Because it was a photo and the background is very, very dark. I want to see it because Miley brunette. Our friend Kelsey sent me a DM on TikTok of this TikTok of Miley singing I Love Rock and Roll.
I saw that.
On TikTok when she was 17.
Oh my God.
And I was like, this Miley, because they would show like pictures, like they would show the crowd.
Yes.
Like flashes of the crowd. And I said, she's turning all those little girls gay right in the moment. She is turning all of these girls gay. Look at their faces. They're in awe.
Okay, this is crazy, but I was saying this looks like was the queen that concert, that last Queen concert? I'm sorry.
Was the queen? I was like, which queen? Is she about to start talking about Doctor Who?
What?
There's so many queens. They meet so many queens on Doctor Who.
Oh my God, no. I mean Queen with Freddie Mercury. All I was saying was, were the Queen fans feeling this when with what Miley was giving? Like, I just feel like I did miss a lot of
the Queen fans getting this.
Listen, I miss a lot of my like important moments because I was just kind of like, yeah, she's Miley, of course. Like, you're captivated by her. Like, I was captivated, and then I just kind of like left the scene in the middle area, and so I go back and I watch these things, and I've seen them before, but I'm like, she is like 17 and doing this. I also feel the same about Britney Spears. Mm. Like, she, like, their influence is something that I, like, was not picking up at the time.
Amber.
And I go back and I'm like, wait a second. I just feel like everything now is, like, slightly Miley-coded. Everything now is, like this way Miley was Britney-coded. Like, she is, like, solidified in iconic status. Like, Miley is now,
Yeah, like, and because she will never be separated from Hannah Montana. Like, and as much as she tries, like, Hannah Montana also be with Miley Cyrus, the two of them, like a Gemini, it's like they're equally important.
Yeah.
Like, equally iconic, and one is iconic because of the other.
Right.
And vice versa.
She is a household name forever and always. She's solidified as that. The same way. Do you remember when Matthew Morrison thought he was? Do you remember that clip?
This is so painful.
Like, what was that clip and where is it?
So
and what
painful.
Made him say that?
Like,
because that's embarrassing. Oh
God. It's just so embarrassing. Like, I remember seeing that for the first time being like, he cannot be being serious. He is not so for real.
I'm so embarrassed
because
no one knows you by face.
Not name.
You can't tell me you being stopped
no
in the street,
name.
Boy.
People probably were saying Mr. Shu.
Right.
People said Mr. Shu might be a household name, and it's not.
Yeah.
Girl.
Oh, my God.
A household name, Matthew Morrison? I'm sorry. Now I'm just going to start being mean.
Okay, wait. I have an idea. What if we play a game?
Like what?
I don't know, a pop culture game.
Think on it while we talk about Chris Evans, because we watched an interview of Chris Evans.
Okay.
And I have not seen an interview of Chris Evans in a really long time. Amber pulled it up.
Because I'll say why.
Yeah, why?
I pulled it up because I thought I didn't care about him anymore. I thought I was cured.
Because you haven't pulled it up in a while.
Right. Because, right.
He looks the best I've ever seen him look, and I'm not trying to exaggerate at all.
No, he does. He this video that we watched, it was like specifically those like best roles of, or like going through his best roles. It's like GQ or something. And he looked amazing. And he also has this cadence about him where it's like, you are charming.
Absolutely.
He's a Gemini. I just can't get into it. Like, I'm trying not to trigger myself. He speaks in a way that it's like, you almost made no sense, but I got you.
Absolutely.
Like, I got you.
I can't understand anything he said. I sent, pull up the text that I sent you. I sent this thing that E! News posted on Facebook and said, E! News says, while Chris Evans typically avoids commenting on his personal life, the Captain America alum gave a shout out to Alba Baptista in a GQ interview conducted before their wedding. And the graphic says, it's a quote from Chris Evans, quote, when we began dating, I was like, yeah, I do one movie a year. I try to never work now. And then after a few months of dating, boom, guess what? We're living in Atlanta for a year. Get ready. And I said this to Amber, and I said, what even is this quote talking about? And Amber said,
I said, Chris Evans never in his life has made sense. Okay, but I also said, I know what he's saying, and he didn't say what he wanted to say clearly at all.
And I said, that's your Gemini.
And then I explained what he's saying. I think he was just saying he started working less and was finally able to focus on relationship the way he wanted to. I think that's what he was trying to say. I think he said that, like, I think basically it was like the parallel was that I got in a relationship, I was working less because I liked the person enough. I don't know.
There was a point in the interview because he's going through his iconic characters with GQ, and he's of course talking about Captain America first, and he goes when I first auditioned for Captain America, I didn't really read comics. I sure have now. And I was like, I forgot how that he's a dork.
Yeah, he is.
I forgot he's such just like a nerd.
Yeah.
Like,
he's just a goof. It's like,
I love his interviews because he just used to make me laugh and laugh and laugh. And honestly, again, I don't know anything about his relationship with his wife.
I didn't know.
And it's a wife, right? It's not a fiance. We did get that.
I don't know.
He didn't get engaged. He got married.
And I don't know her. And I didn't know that they were
dating.
I didn't know that. But all I know is I used to be dangerously obsessed with him. Not as dangerously as I was obsessed with Tom Holland, but quite dangerously obsessed with
Amber used to say, I would birth 7 of his children.
They said 9. And y'all, I don't even think I want kids. But he needed that from me, I would. That sounds crazy.
That is such a crazy thing to say, but like.
It is. But you know what? I used to be young. So.
I know I used to be crazy, messed up, but God, was it fine? I know I used to be wild.
That's because I used to be young. Yeah, no, honestly.
I used to say that I was going to get married to Sebastian Stan, and I knew it for a fact, and people would laugh at me, and I would say, no, I'm getting married to Sebastian Stan. Like, you're just like,
there's a very specific turn of events that's going to happen where I will be married to him, and all of you will be like, she did used to tell us that.
Right.
But you know what? That didn't happen with Sebastian Stan, but I used to say that about moving and never speaking to anyone for and they all thought I was joking, and I did.
But I can't believe people from our high school listen to this.
I can't believe that. I can't believe that we will never go to that high school again. Like, I woke up the other morning and I was like, you know what's crazy?
Also, it's not just a high school. It is, like, pre-K through 12.
Pre-K through 12. But, like, I was like, that was the norm for 18 years, basically, 15. And
it was.
That's crazy.
And we'll never go there again.
I'm like, I don't even know if I will ever in my life experience a norm that specific again. Like,
no.
For that long.
No, it was the norm for literally, like, I was there from 5 to 18. And when I say that to people, their mouths drop. They say, you went to, an all-girls high school, middle school. I was there kindergarten through 12th grade, and my sister was there pre-K through 12th grade.
Like,
it was
livelihood.
Our entire lives.
Like, it's crazy because I'm like, that's really insane. And now I live and I'm like, oop, boopity boppity boo, a da pa doo da da. Let me go over here and la la fla fla fla. It's like, I cannot believe I was in, I stood put for 15 years
said,
in this society.
I'm sitting my ass down.
What's going on? No,
never will, like, and sometimes I have, like, nightmares where everybody in my grade is back at the school in our uniforms, mm-hmm. and it's like, but we graduated high school, we graduated college, like, why are we here? Like, we all need to take, like, one final exam, and I'm like,
oh my God.
Why am I here? I'm 27, and I don't want to be in this uniform with these people.
Oh my God.
Like, I actually don't need to see 99% of these people right now.
Oh my God.
And then I'll wake up and be like, thank God I'm in Los Angeles.
It was just a dream.
It was only just a dream.
Bye, Nelly. No, okay, I have my reoccurring school dream is all of us in our uniforms, but in the cafeteria, it's lunchtime, and it's everyone in my grade and everyone in the school at the time who would be in the lunchroom. But then random guests, it could be someone from my life, it could be a celebrity, but it's just like someone who isn't supposed to be there is there, and it's always the weirdest situation.
Mm.
There's always some type of drama. Mm. We're all in our uniforms, and we're all just at lunchtime. Lunchtime's where it goes down.
See, this is just like, I don't want to, like, ever be forced to socialize with that specific group of people ever again in my life. Like, that sounds like my nightmare. Honestly, it's the reason that I came out to Los Angeles was to find like-minded individuals, other creatives, people that weren't racist.
Mm-hmm. I have a fear every single time we go home, every single time we book a flight home, I get this fear that I'm going to run into one of the ones that I really cannot. Like, I have this fear. I'm like, what if this girl pops
out? No, me too.
And I'm like,
me too.
I straight up don't know how to act.
Do you know what I think?
I don't know if I would. I just don't know how I would react.
Do you know what I think?
What?
What I used to think was she wouldn't recognize me.
Oh, yeah.
My hair is different.
Yeah. That happened to me once. And you know what? That was really nice.
But I don't know now.
I don't know what would happen.
Now.
I don't know what would happen.
It's like, who else has purple hair? Who else has pink hair in Memphis?
I don't. And I'm just like, at this point, I feel like I've been so loud about my feelings that I feel like I couldn't mask. Like, if they came up to me trying to be all polite, I'd be like,
yes. Stank face.
I'd be like, uh-uh.
No, bitch.
Uh-uh. Ew, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Do we need to cut this out?
It's like every 5 minutes, do we need to cut that out?
I don't know. I'm just like, you know what? If there are any buzz buzzers lurking about and you know that I don't fucking like you, don't approach me in the grocery store.
Or make a very sincere apology. Otherwise,
yeah. Otherwise
do not come up to me.
Keep on stepping. As Samuel Jackson, as Nicholas Fury's grandfather would say, keep on stepping.
They say keep on stepping.
Seriously.
Keep on stepping.
It's going to be a violent day for us all. He talking about his grandfather who used to carry a loaded gun and a pack of ones.
a loaded gun.
Yeah. Some crumpled up ones.
Crumpled up ones and a loaded 22 Magnum.
Okay.
What then? Anyway.
On your left. Winter Soldier is actually like burnt into our brains. I know that like Vecta's a song thing. I still haven't watched Stranger Things season 4. I'm very behind on a lot of shit. Winter Soldier is something that if they started playing it, I feel like some line in there would wake me up.
I'd My like, Vecna song is Captain America, like the Winter Soldier.
Just play
no,
the movie.
No, but that, the causeway, that song on the score of Winter Soldier.
Oh.
Yeah. Like that would be my Vecna song too. No, but literally that. Still my ringtone. Like
I'm straight up thinking of a line. Like just something in that.
I know.
Would appear.
Keep on stepping.
Sometimes I have like whiplash amount of feeling to watch Spider-Man. But Spider-Man Homecoming, like sometimes I'm like, I gotta watch it. But I won't.
We should, though. We should watch
this. Not tonight. It's too long.
No. We should watch the Andrew Garfield ones, too, for real.
Hey!
Because we tried to start with Tobey Maguire, and sorry, I hate those movies. Sorry, I hate them. Should we play Fuck, Marry, Kill for the last, like, 10 minutes?
Sure.
We can talk about what we were going to talk about. We have a specific topic, and we can talk about it on the next episode. We like to do the FMK with each other and make it extremely difficult.
Yes.
Okay. I need to think of one for you because that's really hard.
Okay. Make it...
Make it what?
Make it good.
Well, I'm not going to make it bad. Okay, Craig from Degrassi, Chris Evans, and Josh Hutcherson.
Oh. The reason why it's hard is because these are, like, really, like, people that I do... think I just like have and I have they, like they are on the same level of spectrum.
That's why I picked them.
Okay, well then let me think really specifically and truthfully. Please move and don't fall on me again. The poster is following you. The kill will just have to be unfortunate because I would not kill any one of those people. I would never kill them.
You out of the three, Amber, obviously, you
right.
wouldn't kill
and so
them.
I would not kill any of them. So it will just have to be process of elimination. I would like to marry Chris Evans.
Okay, that's permitted.
I honestly don't want to have sex with either of the other two.
Are you serious?
I'm being so serious. Like, I don't.
What about Josh Hutcherson?
No. I don't know. It's weird, but I don't think I'm sexually attracted to him. I think that I get excited when I see him. But I don't know. And I don't know. I could be lying. But my parasocial relationship
Epstein?
Is gone. No.
It doesn't matter. Okay, to me, I don't have a parasocial relationship with any of these people anymore. I just think they're extremely hot. And I do want to have sex
I
with
don't.
Them. And then that's my boundary where I'm like, I want to have sex with some of these people so much that I need to, like, watch myself.
Okay, and I have
because
people like that.
I'm
I
like,
have people like
yeah,
that.
You want to have sex with them. And you can go so far as to picture it. But that doesn't mean
but
that you don't know that right. you know anything
and I
about
have people,
them.
I have celebrities like that, but I... It's not Josh or Jake Epstein.
Did you ever want to have sex with either of them?
I think that when I was obsessed with them, I was too young to like be sexually thinking, honestly.
I have that with all those, with a lot of people, but I want to have sex with them now.
I'm really not attracted to Jake Epstein and what he looks like right now.
And I
am
know
not
what he looks like.
And
right now, obviously I know what he looks like. We met him.
Sex with Josh Hutcherson.
Wow. Okay. So killing both of them.
Yeah. So Chris Evans.
It's harder to pick
King.
Who to have sex with and to kill. That was not something that I expected.
Neither did I.
Okay. Give me just one and then we have to stop this because I'm so tired.
Okay. Amanda, stop. I was going to say David Tennant.
Not me looking at him. This is unsettling right now. This is what I mean. It's like, I want to have sex with him so bad.
Okay. Okay. David Tennant, Billy Piper.
Wow.
I don't know.
And who? Give me a third.
I just want to make it hard. Zuko.
Okay, that's literally insane.
No, I don't like this. This okay. is like the most brand. Like, I don't like.
All right, okay. David Tennant, Billy Piper, and Zuko.
I'm so tired.
Okay, delirious. Okay, marry David Tennant.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think fuck Billy Piper. It's because I read a really, really, really hot 10th Doctor and Rose fan fiction last night. Instead of going out with y'all, I read a really good 10 and Rose fan fiction that was like 100,000 words long. And it was really good.
She is really hot.
She's so hot. I
like her outfits.
Fuck Billie Piper. She's an early 2000s pop star. Like, that's
why.
She's like, she's got that aesthetic.
She's got that song. Sing it.
I love the day. I love the night. You do the things that make me feel so right. My shining star, my guiding light. I love the day and night, babe. I love that fucking song.
No, it's really good.
It's so fucking good. It's like so 2000s core. We have to do a music video to that or something. Or like a performance or something.
You know,
I want to do a Doctor Who themed performance to that song because I think she's talking about the Doctor in it.
You know what? Can I
say
something? I used to.
And I'm killing Zuko. And the poster fell right on Amber's head. Right on Amber's head.
It's time to wrap up. But I want to say something. I used to not know how to answer the question, what is your type of music? And I think that we're far enough from the 2000s to be able to say the 2000s, because that is a very broad answer. I like a lot of music that I grew up with.
And we should talk about the power of pop music, especially the pop music that was popular when you were a child. That should be a subject, because I think that there are some...
Listen.
Billy Piper has a lot of bad songs. Like, bad. Like, you just would be like, this is bad. Listening to it, it's not a hit. It's actually terrible. But her hits, you know, those are hits for a reason. However, the people that were young and, like, obsessed with her might think that all of her music is amazing, and they might want to listen to all of it. It's like
One Direction and Up All Night.
Yes, it's like the obscure songs that nobody knows about. That the Jonas Brothers came out with. It's like, this is not the best thing I've ever heard, but I love it because
I was there. Right.
But I do love that fucking, I love Day and, look it up, Day and Night by Billy Piper. If you're a 10 and Rose, or a Doctor and Rose, I will start saying, because she and the Ninth Doctor have a lot of sexual tension. If you're a Doctor and Rose ship.
As a new.
Yes.
Okay.
On this view.
Because I'm like, this is crazy.
He said, you look beautiful. He never says that to anybody else.
He also be holding her hand.
He never says that to anybody else.
He also be holding her hand.
I think he says it to River like once or twice.
Stop. I don't know who that is. I don't know what you're talking about.
I whisper into the mic. Amber has no idea what's going on. Okay, we did one round of FMK and we are out.
I'm going to say that I wasn't satisfied with it, so we'll probably do it again on another episode. Because
absolutely, we'll do it again, because that was fun. Crazy.
First of all, no, give Zuko me three white men again. Because, unless they're like top tier three white men. Make it really top tier.
Okay,
because Chris Evans ain't no comparison to no Josh and Jake. What are the fuck you talking about? And I know mine was off kilter. I'm sorry,
David Tennant, Billy Piper, and Zuko.
Like, I don't know what that was. Of course, you're not going to.
Like, she said, we were watching Doctor Who tonight, and let me think of the hottest animated character I can think of.
Congratulations, Zuko.
All right, guys, we've done it. Another episode of Fangirl Central. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Amber, and I don't think we introduced this episode once. We didn't say that this is Fangirl Central.
You know
once.
What? Welcome to the party.
Welcome to the podcast. It's called Fangirl Central, where being a fangirl is central to our identity. And as you've seen, we've unpacked it a little bit.
So, as always, keep it chaotic.
They say keep on stepping.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.